My name is Matt.
My name is Abigail.
And this is the Polyglot Progress Podcast.
Amazing how well that goes when we're in person.
Oh my gosh. This is episode 28.
28, and today we're going to be talking about learning a language while on vacation, or on holiday, if you are one of those English speakers.
Nice.
So, it is the final weeks of summer vacation.
For the Americans.
For the Americans, at least. And when this podcast goes up, we actually will be on a trip together with my family. So it seemed like a pretty good time to talk about kind of learning a language, not only during like summer vacation or winter holidays or things like that, but also on like kind of actual trip vacations.
Which is there's that like linguistic difference between like Spanish and I think Italian have like the word vacation or vacaciones is just like holiday essentially, or just being off from work. So yeah,
well, that's what we're talking about today, I guess. First, let's do a little recap. Let's talk about ourselves a little bit. It's been a while since we've done this, every time.
What have you been up to?
Oh, it's always me first.
Do you want to ask me?
Yeah, what have you been up to, Matt?
I've been dabbling in ancient Greek a bit. I'm still, well, in terms of like just language, straight
warm
language
wishes,
stuff.
Wishes, everyone. By the way,
I've got. Don't forget to be awesome. Who's that from? Another YouTuber?
It's actually not. It's is like it actually not? From like TJ Maxx or something.
Wow.
Another difference. The Europeans call it like TK Maxx or something.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
All right.
I've really been trying to get my German back up to where it was, or at least where I thought it was. Maybe I'm just trying to improve it in general, but that's going pretty well, I would say. I don't think I'm on a totally, like, solid streak with that yet. I think I'm still trying to perfect, like, my method in terms of how I'm going about doing this. I'm currently going through the book Colloquial German 2, which isn't the most difficult, but it's good for me to review a lot of those, like, key grammar things that I kind of want to study more. And really I'm trying to get back from my passive learning to more active learning, because that's been a big thing of mine where, like, throughout the school year and throughout a lot of the summer, I've just been passively studying my languages, and it really hasn't been any type of study at all. It's just been listening to things or, like, half reading, half listening, and I really need to kind of get that back into shape, I would think. Also, we're recording this at 9:30 at night, so if we're tired, we're tired. We're going on vacation soon, so we need to get this done, guys. Come on.
Yeah, so for me, I guess, I've really managed to make, I think, language learning a part of my daily life, which is really nice. I know, like, kind of when 2018 was starting out, I was like, it would be great to be able to like study a language every day or nearly every day. Even I was kind of giving myself some wiggle room at first, like I was saying, like, study every day this month minus like 5 days, and I've managed to literally study every single day of 2018, which feels pretty nice, if I do say so myself.
That's pretty good.
And then
yeah, I should also mention I've done things other than German. It's just been German's a big focus of mine. Yeah.
So I'd say that's, like, a big thing. I'm currently, my focus is really trying to make sure that I'm doing now more than one at a time every single day. I'm trying to kind of, like, make sort of, like, concrete connections between certain languages and certain parts of my day. So I was trying kind of...
Interesting. I see you getting
a
book in there. Book talked about that. How are you going about that?
Yeah, so I haven't really done it super well because my life right now has kind of been a lot of, like, get ready before vacation. But I think possibly while on vacation, maybe. I it's hard to say because I'll probably just kind of want to, like, do kind of whatever. But possibly I'll be a little bit better about just kind of implementing. I was trying to do, like, Spanish when I was eating breakfast and that sort of thing. I assume that'll be a little bit harder just because I'm going to be around family and, like, probably won't just be able to be like, I'm doing Spanish while I eat breakfast. Like, I need to actually talk to people.
Yeah.
But I think aspects of it I'll start to be able to implement. I think even just kind of working on getting multiple languages in there. Also, I just noticed the dog stuffed animal in the background.
Oh my goodness.
Where did that come from? It's not mine. But,
wow, that's haunting.
So I guess my main focus right now is really just kind of keeping up with everything.
Well, that's been your big theme for this whole year.
Yeah, that's kind of been my big theme, is like keep up with everything and also further everything. But I think so far it's going really well. I'm really trying to make sure that I don't go too long without any one language. So even though I'm not necessarily doing every single one every day, I've really been like watching my kind of like tracker of what languages I've been doing and making sure that I like keep up with kind of everything.
Don't give one language like too long on the back burner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We recently read How to Maintain Languages by Robin McPherson, and you can watch our book club on it, but a lot of the tactics we'll probably still be talking about, because that book I think has deeply affected both of us in terms of like our approach to language learning and just like tactics I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. Like I know we're both still like building content libraries for ourselves, which was a big thing he talked about. Mm-hmm. And like that's one thing I'm going to talk about for like going on vacation, is like mm-hmm. have the content with you, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a steady internet connection.
Yeah. We'll get into that. I don't really have many updates. I mean, like, I've kind of put it all out there with, like, my summer goals videos and stuff. So, don't really have much else other than I think I'm gonna try to, like, figure out once school starts. So, you'll hear from us before this. But I think my current idea for keeping up with things during the school year, I kind of want to, like, plan out my semester with iTalki lessons. So, almost have, like, a lesson. I feel like a lesson a week might be a little too much. Really, that's why I can't figure it out right now. I think I need to do like the first week of classes and like
see how you're doing,
figure out how things are. I need to figure out, I really want to play roller derby this semester, but I also don't know if it's feasible for me financially, because I don't have a car, so I don't know if paying for like transport and stuff is going to be too much. But like whether I do that or not obviously affects how much time I have. But I think I just need to like wait out the first like week or so and like see kind of just like what my schedule is like, and then I think I might do maybe one a week, maybe one every other week, and sort of like rotate the language just to kind of keep me,
that's a good idea,
on my toes with
especially with speaking, just because like having a language on the back burner totally reduces your speaking capacity. Like my Italian has been very rusty recently just because we haven't had our lessons every week, and so like listening to it has been, I've been trying to listen to podcasts pretty daily, and listening to it has been getting it kind of refreshed, and I'm sort of remembering phrases and like remembering how to like just start speaking again. But without using it, it just falls out of shape, you know.
Because I'd say I'm also really trying to like just keep up with my languages, obviously through things like reading and that sort of thing, but I feel like it's always very hard for me to work on like maintaining my languages when the easy swaps for like, oh, just instead of watching your favorite TV show, watch like French TV show, when I really don't make enough time for myself to watch things and read things anyway. Like I'm not reading as much as I'd like to or watching as many shows and films as I'd like to. So what I'm trying to do this year, I think, is just make more time for that, because I mean that's obviously good for me as well. Like if I have an interest in reading, like you show myself some like self-care, read a book, and I'll just do it in another language. But I think just to keep myself going with speaking, like you said, also with languages I want to like be furthering and improving, like kind of learning new concepts through it, and also just
me too.
I think that'll hold me to a more higher accountability standard, because even if I'm swapping between the six foreign languages that I study with iTalki lessons, and let's say I do one a week, that means I'm not having a lesson for that language every 6 weeks. I think even that'll mean that I know that I need to like do something in that 6 weeks, even if it's just like, oh, I like read, I think I'll probably try to make my iTalki lessons around, like, hey, I'm reading this book right now. Like,
Let's talk about it.
And then it'll be like, well, I have to read this book for my iTalki lesson. Because 6 weeks is...
I have a question for you that, like, it's a little bit not related, but, like, this is even a question for the viewers. Is creating almost, like, a syllabus for yourself in terms of, like, how you go about learning a language? And, I mean, I suppose this would work better with something you already have experience in, but, like, I've wondered about this before, and I suppose doing the content libraries that we're doing kind of does this, but it's just, like, a rough syllabus, because I was wondering about going into the semester with, like, a plan for what I'm studying.
Yeah, I've kind of done that before. It's just, for me, language learning is, like, a hobby, and so I kind of don't... I found that it didn't so much work for me, just because it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, if I'm too busy with school that week, I then let you feel it not be guilty. The priority. And it's more so, like, I don't even feel guilty about that. Like, yeah, if I really wanted my, like, Spanish to be superb this upcoming semester, I could make sure that I held myself accountable to it every week. But if it comes down to it, if it's, like, I have, like, 4 final exams...
Worst case like, is worst, do like, I... it's your syllabus, though, you know, you don't, you know, like...
Yeah, I know, I just feel like then, well, that's why I just don't really go off of it so much. I like to set myself goals instead and kind of go off of...
And that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much about the same thing. I just, instead of setting myself things, I feel like a syllabus for me would mean more so, like, giving myself week-by-week tasks.
Gotcha.
And I think for me...
I think that's the same thing.
I think for me, that just doesn't really work just because I need to let myself kind of, like, take it as it comes with the semester just because that's kind of my priority. And then, like... Mm-hmm. Even, like, language learning is a hobby, so, like, my other priority then would be, like, do I need to be, like, working and making money this week? Like,
yeah,
that's another adult task that has to come before the language learning. It's how my brain works. I'm like, what adult thing do I need to do first? And I also assume, like, this is going to be my first... I think it'll be interesting to talk about this later into the semester, too, but this will be the first year where I live in an apartment instead of, like, a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still living on campus, but I'm living in an apartment building on campus, and it is, like, a full apartment building. Like, obviously, I don't live in the full building, but, like, I have, like, my room, and then I've got, like, 3 roommates who have their own separate bedrooms, too. They're single bedrooms, but then I've got, like, a kitchen and a living room, and I have to cook for myself and all that sort of thing.
I think it'll be a big change.
And it'll be a big change. Some things are super nice. Like, I don't have to walk to do laundry. It's in my apartment. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I do have to cook every single meal now, which I think will be very interesting to talk about on Polyglot Progress, just in the sense that...
Dead time.
I think that's a lot of dead time that I can use for immersion. And I was already planning on doing
absolutely.
That. Like,
absolutely.
Either I can be studying for tests, and then I've freed up some time later in my day I can put towards language study, or, like, I can, like, watch a show or do a podcast or something. Or listen to an audiobook. So I wonder if I'll be able to do more of those, like, things that I want to do in that time. But at the same time, that is stuff that I never had to allot for before. Because
while I was at
school, like, I've cooked dinner at my house before. Like, I cook most of the time, honestly, when I'm home for myself. Just because I'm, like... Recently, my sister has gone vegetarian, and my other sister's kind of cutting off meat. But prior to that, I was, like, the only vegetarian in my house. So I had to cook a lot of my own food.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to school, and it was like, oh, you just walk to, like, the dining hall or, like, one of the other, like, restaurant things on campus, and you just pick up food, and you go back to your room, and you're done. Whereas now I'm going to have to a lot, like, oh, this meal takes an hour to make. Like, going to have to cook myself dinner tonight.
Yeah. And then that's an hour you can listen to a podcast, you can listen to a book.
Yeah, so it's going to both take up time, like, that I could be using towards work, but also... possibly it'll help my language learning a lot. So I think that'll be really interesting to talk about later on.
That's something I've been doing, like, doing the dishes or, like, during breakfast, I will, like, and it sounds silly, but, like, it makes me want to do chores almost. Just, like, go around the house and do stuff because I can then listen to, like, my French podcast.
I feel like it almost gives you a time. I think it might help me in the sense that I think sometimes and something I'm still working on getting over, and that's why I say I really should be, like, reading more books in other languages just to kind of get myself reading again, I feel like going through, like, high school and things like that, I used to really love reading, and then it was, like, I went through high school, and it became this thing of, like, well, reading is something I can only do if I have absolutely nothing else to do, and I never have absolutely nothing to do, so I can never read, and I have to feel guilty about it when I do, basically. Like, reading is a summer break only thing.
That's not a healthy way to look at it.
And it's, no, it's not at all, but I think certain things like that have really stuck with me after high school as well, and it's only, like, kind of looking back that I realized, like, the points in academia that made me start to feel that way about certain things. I think it took me a long time to be able to prioritize creative projects, which was such a huge problem when I was a film major. But I feel like even then it was...
Yeah.
No, I know, but I feel like at freshman year, I had trouble getting myself to prioritize my work for my main classes.
Yeah,
for my major.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, this has to come... Like, I have a paper to write for this other class.
Language learning is an even different thing.
Yeah, but it was just like, I have a paper to write for this other class, but it's like, I don't care about that other class. It's just that I had to take whatever credit or whatever.
Yeah.
But really my film work should have been prioritized, but I just, like, in my brain, I was like, creative stuff later.
Yeah, I totally get that.
So, on that note, language learning on vacation.
Nice. Good segue. I like that.
Yeah. We'll talk more about those things in the future.
No, definitely. Yeah, they're important, and I think they totally relate in terms of, like, academia makes you think, like, or at least being in high school or college, it's like, you need to focus on these things now, mm-hmm. like, where your attention is. But language, you could have your own hobbies, even if they're educational. Like, that's something my parents would always say to me. It's like, would you stop studying? Mm-hmm. Like, take a break. And I go, oh, no, this is my break. Mm-hmm. And they, like, never got that.
So, that's a better segue.
To what?
Studying on your break. This is your break. Language learning on vacation. Nice. So, how do you structure in language learning on vacation? Should you structure it in?
Well, I have a few different approaches, and I think it totally depends on, again, what kind of vacation. Is this just you're at home a lot? Like, you're just off from school? Mm-hmm. Do you have a job? Or are you on vacation going to, like, a tourist place? You know, like, I think those are three different types of vacations we need to talk about.
Yeah. So, I guess let's...
Where would you like to start?
Let's first start with just language learning on, like, summer vacation. Let's say you...
So, being at home?
Or, like, just maybe, like, a holiday, like a bank holiday or something. So, let's talk about, like, Okay. You've got some time off work, you've got some time off school. How do you learn languages?
Well, if it's, like, time that you really...
I think this is kind of a quicker one, at least, for me.
I think so, too. Do this one. Then do you want to start? Because I think I have better stuff for the other ones.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's really just about holding yourself accountable, and it's also just about knowing kind of where you're at. If it is just, like, a one-day holiday, like, you've got, like, Labor Day or something, if you live in the U.S., maybe let yourself have that one day, if you need it. I think that's the first thing to start with is, like, do I need this extra day off? Have I been, like, exhausted at work, exhausted at school?
Exhausted. I do think that there comes a point where, like, keeping up a streak can get unhealthy and then make you hate something that you do, which, like, I do think streaks are important. Like, we're doing a 30-day fitness challenge right now, and I think the streak is incredibly important because I know every time I've tried to work out consistently in the past, the one day that I stop because I'm hurting too much, I don't get back on it. And I think it's the same with language learning or keeping up any hobby. It's like, it's so easy to fall off of it.
I do as well. And I think the trick to that, which I guess is also relevant to this, is if you have like a holiday or something, but you've also been trying to study every single day. The way that I've been doing it is it's just the days where I feel so exhausted, not feeling language learning at all, I just do something like really simple, really gentle.
Yeah.
Like I'll just do like learning like 15 to 20 words on memorize or something. And like that's... Like, it takes maybe 10 minutes, if even that.
But the thing is that's and still something, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing, is if it were a day where I had a ton of energy, felt really great, I'd feel bad about doing that little, but on days where I'm, like, it's, like, midnight, I have not had a second to myself this whole day, and I need to pass out right now, like, we're just gonna do a few words on memorize, and I'm like, all right. It usually helps, too, because then I'm like, all right,
I did it, even though I had this huge day. I think that's wonderful, yeah.
So I think that's the first thing to look at. But I think other than that, if you do have more time, you're feeling good about it. I think the one thing is just holding yourself kind of accountable. And just also, I feel like, just, like, allowing yourself to feel, like, really excited and motivated by the fact that you have so much more time. Like, I know, obviously, that works.
That's huge.
That's easier for some people than others. Like, for me, I'm pretty naturally, like, excited, like, the thought of not being told what to do for a little while. I'm like, I have all these things that I've wanted to do for so long. I'm gonna, like, get them all done.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I work so much better when it's me, like, telling myself what to do as opposed to other people telling me what to do.
I'm easy to just fall into laziness if I either don't impose a structure on myself or if I don't have some sort of structure I need to work around.
So I'd say the thing there is just, like, get really excited about, like, I'd say start hyping yourself up, like, a few weeks in advance. Like, if you know, like, summer break's coming in 3 weeks, like, just be like, I'm going to do all this stuff for the language. Mm-hmm. And obviously then it's easy enough to, like, fall off of that once you start. But I think it's just, like, getting yourself so excited that, like, the first day of break, you just, like, go for it.
Yeah, if you have a lot of momentum and motivation going up to it, it's going to be much easier to get started, you know?
Yeah, and then I think after that, maybe it's imposing a schedule, if that's what helps you. Maybe it's doing something with a friend, like the fitness challenge thing. We're doing it together, so that way we can be like, we have to go do our squats.
I did mine today. Did you do yours? And so, like, keeping that... We do this with our goals, too. Like, we share our bullet journal spreads with each other and go, okay, I've gotten this, and this done today. How are you going on your goals?
So I'd say especially, like, finding a friend or someone, anyone really.
Your mortal enemy.
Keep you
if you share your
motivated.
Goals with your mortal enemy, it'll keep you motivated to stay ahead of them, so you defeat them first.
Because I think if you're someone who's not intrinsically motivated and isn't able to kind of, like, put themselves on, like, a goal path on their own, you're probably, I guess you'd have to then be extrinsically motivated. So, like, then it is I think, good to find someone who can then hold you to those goals, because...
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, it does take more effort to get to this step, but getting on an italki lesson, even, mm-hmm. like... I know for me, talking with a native speaker, like, is incredibly nerve-wracking beforehand, but then once you do it, and you're doing it, and then afterwards, it's incredibly exciting, at least for me, but, yeah, and I just find, like, those interactions, like, push me forward, so, yeah, that could not be the case, but that's my case, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Or watching videos, like, doing fun stuff in the language. I know I've been watching, like, Twitch live streams, just to kind of, like... have fun, like, do stuff I don't even really do that in my native language, but, like, spending the time to do something I used to do in that.
See, that's where I'm hoping that, like, a reading takes me, like, read in the foreign languages, and then maybe eventually I'll read in my native language. Maybe I never read in my native language, but at least I'm reading again.
Yeah. No, and I think it will, because, like, being a literature major in English, it makes it hard for me to naturally go out into my other language when I'm like, oh, no, but this is my, like... educational career, I should stay here, you know? It's very difficult for me to veer off to where I want to go.
I think that's interesting, because as a film major, I guess you're more so studying the literature itself, whereas I'm studying film production, so it's like make your own stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that with you. You, like, don't watch films all the time.
I don't, and then when I do, I feel like I prefer foreign stuff.
Yeah, you do. That's interesting.
So, and I don't feel that there's any problem, like, I'm not like, oh, this is hindering my ability to learn about writing in English by watching other stuff.
Because I don't think that at all. I just think, like, for some reason it comes to, what I want to input is mainly, like, because I feel like I've come late to the English game or whatever. This is kind of sidetracked, but, like, I want to catch up on, like, the English canon almost, whereas, like, I can't talk to anyone... really about the foreign literature that I read.
But you could read, but I just find it interesting that then, like, you don't read those books that you could be reading. Like, let's say you need to read, like, what's a basic English book? Catcher in the Rye.
Moby Dick.
You need to read Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, I've never
like,
read that.
Yeah, it's written in English, but couldn't you read, like, Catcher in the Rye in German? You're still caught up.
Yeah, but do you get
like,
the same experience with that translation?
I guess not necessarily.
I worry about that. And that's why I like to read the foreign literature in its native language.
I just feel like for me, that's where I would be like, oh, I'm gonna just, like, read the things that I wanted to catch up on in, like, the other foreign language. And that's sort of what I'm doing. Like, I feel like there's a lot of, like, classic children's and middle grade books that I missed out on. Like, never read Charlotte's Web, never read Matilda, never read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or it's got a different name, I think, is the book. It's just called, like, something like that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it has a different name, though, as a book. Maybe it doesn't. But just things like that, like, I feel like I never got to read those. I never read them as a kid. Never read Percy Jackson, which is why I'm reading it in German. Like, yeah, I'm getting a different experience than everyone else, but I feel like at the same time, am I really?
Yeah, no, good point, you know?
Like, and I mean, I did read Harry Potter, but also it was a long time ago, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm willing to read that again in, like, a foreign language, but...
And so I guess, unless you have anything else to add,
we can move on. I'd say it's really just about holding yourself accountable, but also knowing when you need a break.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. Like, vacation is vacation for a reason. You know, you're off from something that you put a lot of your time towards.
Mm-hmm.
So do relax.
But I think definitely it's worth
absolutely
putting your time towards it if it's something like, I know for me, it's like I can't keep up with my languages as well during the semester. So it's like really the time
this
where
time
I'm able to do
yeah
things mm-hmm for me. And like, I kind of don't love when, like, my break goes by and I've just, like, hung out at my house and played Sims or whatever.
Oh, me too.
Because, like,
yeah,
I prefer to have made progress.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, anyone can tell me how to change my game language in The Sims?
What edition of Sims do you have?
I have Sims 3 and 4, but I think 4 I know how to change.
And
Sims
3,
I followed the instructions on how to change it, and then I opened my game up and it was still in English. So if anyone has any weird other things, other than, like, changing the thing in the folder...
You don't know how to... You can't do that?
No, I changed it, but it didn't work.
Okay.
So, just if anyone has any tips for me for changing my game language in Sims, please let me know. Sims 4, I assume I can just do an origin, because I own the digital copy.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Quality podcast.
So, language learning while you're on, like, a trip.
Okay. This is something where I think, like I said before, I think the best thing to do here is have all the content with you that you're going to do. Like, say you have a podcast you're listening to, you have a course you're working on, either have the book with you, have all the MP3 files downloaded on your phone. Don't rely on any internet connection, because I think being away from home, you shouldn't rely on something that you might not have.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. Obviously, I think all these tips kind of depend on where you're going and who you're going with, how long you're going for, et cetera, et cetera. But I think offline materials, no matter what, are kind of like a must, just because maybe you're going on vacation somewhere where you won't have service or you won't have Wi-Fi. Maybe service won't be as great. So maybe you can text your friends, but like loading a whole app or a whole podcast or something might be a little rough.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or maybe you're flying somewhere and don't want to pay for like in-flight Wi-Fi. I don't want to pay for in-flight Wi-Fi.
Like, you've got these destinations. I assume if you're going on vacation, it's far from where you live, because that's typically the case. But if you're doing so, you probably have a big trip to get to where you're going. Mm-hmm. And so, unless you're driving, then I would. Or maybe even if you are driving, you can put on some audio. But you have either a train, a plane, or a car ride somewhere, most likely, or a boat ride. And you can. I think I covered all my transportation, unless you're taking like a SpaceX commercial flight. And so, if you have the content either on your phone, you can listen to it, you can read it. I think utilize that time of your trip. You know, unless you have other things you need to do to plan for the trip on your way there, use the time to just get your language in, kind of get in the groove as you're going there. Like, we're gonna be in a car for 10 hours, 10 or so hours in tomorrow or the next day. And so, like, that a bunch of that time is going to be, like, I'm putting all my content libraries on my phone. I've got a whole bunch of Italian podcasts, a French podcast, my German colloquial, too. All the audio's on there, so I have it. Mm-hmm. I've got all that on there. I've got my text on my laptop, which I want to get on my Kindle. I've got, like, transcriptions downloaded, so that way I can, like, view it. And if there's a word I don't understand from hearing it, I can look at it. Still don't get it. Look at the translation.
Mm-hmm.
So all that. One thing I wonder is, you know what I don't know what they're called, but I'm interested in? I don't know if you'll know the answer, but I've seen them online. They're electronic dictionaries. Do you know what they are? They're so weird. There's like these little pocket, almost like PDA things.
Oh, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what they are?
Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
I want one of those, but I think they're like one language to one language most of the time.
Yeah, I also feel like it's not much more helpful than downloading an offline dictionary to your phone.
No, I know. I just think they're really cool and dorky.
Because it's like another thing to carry around. I think that's something that they had, I think, just like before people had phones. They're almost like a dictionary.
Absolutely not like a pager. That shows our age.
Kind of looks like a pager.
Might look like one, but my German exchange partner had one when he came over here. I was always like really impressed when he would like whip out this thing and then just type in a word and be like, oh, is it this? And then show me that. And
yeah, but you can also do that if you download Word Reference or another dictionary.
But don't
to your
those
phone.
Rely on internet?
Word Reference might. However, there are definitely ones you can download that don't.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
And they might be paid ones, but also you'd be paying for this weird physical pager thing.
Which is probably a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
I just wanted to... I remember that for like a split second. Those are neat.
Yeah, I'd say offline materials for sure. Also, speaking of what you were saying, like, while you're in the car and stuff, I'd say one of the best things is, like, immersion materials, just because I feel like those can often be things that are also, like, nice and relaxing and vacation-y.
Kind of fun, yeah.
Like, so, like, I think of on vacation... This isn't necessarily how I do my language study on vacation, because I personally actually find that while I'm on vacation is one of the prime times for me to, like, crack down on textbook study. You ever studied from a language textbook on the beach?
Fun.
No? You should. It's great.
Do you take notes while you're there, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it's a little bit easier, like, where I'm going now with my family, like, it's not, like, a beach, but I've genuinely, like, full beach sand, like, people are reading, like, cheesy romance novels. I'm, like, taking intensive grammar notes. I think also we should just add right now, our experience for all this is coming from not only just, like, years of studying on vacation, but also we both did add one challenge over a summer at one point.
Absolutely.
And I traveled, like, that whole summer.
Yeah, you did.
So, I did study Bulgarian at the beach.
Yeah.
Intensive Bulgarian has come to the beach with me several times. But, that sort of thing. But I feel like immersion stuff is, like, a pretty easy slip into vacation if you're maybe not someone who wants to study from a textbook. But then, like, reading books, if you do want to read a cheesy romance novel on the beach, I don't blame you. I do that half the time, too. When I'm not doing grammar notes, I'm reading a cheesy romance novel on the beach. But, like, read that novel in Italian or something. Like, just do that instead.
Go for it.
Also, like, podcasts while you're driving, while you're taking your plane ride, while you're doing whatever. Watching, like, movies and stuff that are in it. Just, like, letting yourself relax like that, but doing it in the language.
Absolutely, yeah. I have, like, some really funny English podcasts I like to listen to, so I've been trying to find, like, alternatives for those in German, because I don't think I'm necessarily at that level in, say, French, and I'm totally not Norwegian. I've been trying to find, like, beginner podcasts in Norwegian, and I really can't, with, like, a transcript and everything. I just
another think question I'm, we just throw out to the audience, throw out there. And we're like, please.
Please, help.
Comment.
And,
maybe if you're lucky, we'll respond. We're trying to get solid, better response. Solid meme. If you get a response...
There you
good
go.
Job, future me.
Nice. But, yeah, I've been trying to find, like, at least the... I'd say German's my most comfortable language, so, like, trying to find stuff that I enjoy and don't need to, like, hardcore study on is a good goal for me. But then again, was something I wanted to caution on is having everything be passive learning the entire time can be dangerous. So to have material that you can engage with and, like, actually understand, I think, is really good, because, otherwise, I think it's just going to be very passive, and, like, you can just have something as background noise and forget that you're listening to it, which is a problem that I run into a lot.
Yeah. And then also, I don't remember what I was going to say there.
All right.
But yeah, just working it into your schedule. The other thing, we sort of already touched on this, of just, like, taking time off.
I was about to say
but
that.
But I think also it's important to possibly take a few, even just a few days off, or just a little bit later study, because there is a benefit to taking time away from something and then coming back to it with kind of, like, fresh eyes.
Someone, we have a Discord server, and someone the other day was talking about, I'm sorry if you're listening to this, oh my gosh, you probably are, but someone the other day talked about, these two languages they were studying. And they were going to do italki lessons, one language one day, one the next, one the next, one the next. And I was like, please don't burn yourself out. I was like, this would destroy me. I was like, you need to give your brain time to just kind of let what happens sink in. And then if you're speaking one language one day, then you need to study the other language that day as well. And so I just think it's a lot there. And so definitely having time between those, I would recommend. But, this person probably did whatever they wanted.
I feel like that system actually would work for me, the every other day thing.
You think so?
Yeah, because you are taking a break. You're taking a day's break. But I mean more so, like, if you need, like, a two-week break off, sometimes there is a benefit to that. I think there's definitely a benefit to keeping going.
Stepping
like
away
you
from
said,
a language
like,
for a bit?
Yeah. Just because if you step away for a little bit, it can kind of, like, let things sit in your brain. There's an actual term for that. I'm not sure what it is. But there is, like, a psychological, like, benefit to taking a little while off. If you feel like you need to keep up with it in order to not have, like, what you said with exercising, like, you take a day off and then you never come back.
Yeah.
Like, maybe doing something just, like, lighter, just, like, maybe refreshing some words or something while on vacation.
This was something I wanted to say, which was you are on vacation, so if you, before you're into, like, this whole big routine, it's okay to expect less from yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's something 100%. Really important. If you have, like, this awesome schedule based around, like, your work routine, and then now you're not on work and you have all this time open, it's okay to, like, kind of, like, fluctuate for a few days and, like, not be, like, on a normal schedule.
Yeah, I think also a lot of these tips are more beneficial if you're someone who's taking a lot of vacation, so it's, like, you can't just fully let go of your language routine every single vacation, or maybe... like me, this is kind of like your only time to really get to do languages. Like, I know that I'm gonna have to step back from languages a little bit, at least. At the very minimum, I'm gonna be stepping back a little bit during the school year. So, like, I want to take this vacation to, like, allow myself to kind of, like, study languages. But at the same time, I know at the end of August when I go to, like, the summer camp I'm going to, I'm gonna really kind of step back from languages for those 4 days, just because...
you're doing other things, yeah.
I'll be in the woods with no service.
Yeah.
But just, I'm going to have kind of, like, other priorities at that moment. So I think it's just based on, like, where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
if you are someone who travels a lot, or maybe you're doing a challenge like the Add One Challenge and you want to make sure that you're like on your game, that sort of thing. Maybe it's like a really long trip. Maybe you're going somewhere with your family for like a month and you're like...
And that's another, like, how do you handle these outside factors of other people in your
business?
That's
what I was actually going to ask. I was going to say, how do you deal with your family if it's a family vacation?
And that's so
because
tough,
I feel like
man.
When you're traveling alone, it's easy enough.
Yeah,
because
then you
maybe
only
you're
have
going
yourself
to the target
to rely
country,
on.
Maybe you're not, maybe you're going somewhere else, but you at least can be like, oh, I want to make sure that I come back with enough energy to, like, sit down and do a little bit of language, or, like,
it's just tough, too, because you got to talk to these people at breakfast and probably most of your meals. These people, I mean your family, but,
I mean, like, almost how would you deal with, because your family says things like, why are you studying, and you're like, take a break, and you're like, this is my break. Let's say now you're on vacation, so what's considered even more of a break? Like, you're not even at your house, you're, like, at the beach or something.
Well, it's just that type of thing of, like, this is what I'm doing, I'm okay with whatever you're doing, be okay with what I'm doing, you know? It's absolutely okay to, I think, use exactly that mentality and be like, this is relaxing for me. I have no time to do this any other time, and this makes me happy. So I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. And that's what I've said in the past.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like no one really questions it for me. I mean, people will be like, you're studying. And I'm like, yeah I'm learning Bulgarian. But it's just one of those things where I just kind of like make my own time for it. And I do kind of find the ways to fit it in, like, surrounding other people, so that way I can kind of, like, when people are, like, hanging out with me, or, like, are, like, can you come play a board game with us or something, I can be like, okay, family, let me do something.
Absolutely,
with you.
Yeah.
And then it's more
you can't
sort of
just isolate
the moments
yourself.
I have alone are sort of the time that I then
yes.
put towards language.
Yes. I think that's important. And that's why, again, I think the travel time that's, like, necessary to get anywhere is important, because that starts
definitely.
You off and ends you on a good note. And then especially traveling elsewhere within your destination, I think is important. Yeah, I don't know what else I would say with that. Like, you really can't avoid your family members. The best you can have are people who are, like, fine with you doing whatever you're doing, or at the very least that they don't care. Most kids, I guess, whenever you're going anywhere, they just put in their headphones and do whatever. Like, at least me, when I'm on vacation.
Most
like,
kids, you say that like you're, like, some dad that's, like, kids these days, they just pop in their headphones and...
That's how I felt saying it, so... I'm glad it came across that way.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I'm in the car, like, when we take this 10-hour trip, like, my sisters and I...
They're just gonna have
I mean, we recently have started, like, we will, like, either make a playlist or we'll, like, have one of us will be in charge of, like, Spotify, and all of us will be like, hey, play this song next, and we'll, like, chat and stuff, but especially when we were younger, like, it seems like it's more actually a recent development, like, past maybe 3 years that my sisters and I, like... chat during the car ride because I feel like prior
what
to that
this? People talking to each other
I know
I don't get it.
I feel like prior to that it was we had those like little TV things that go on the
oh
back
my
of
gosh
seats.
You're kidding me
actually that was why we didn't talk to each other we'd watch movies on the way
oh that's so gross
so I mean if you are a child in the like 2000s that has a TV on in their car. We didn't even have the one that was built into the car though. We had one of those that like straps around the the car but
oh my gosh.
So, I mean, if you have something like that, I guess, if you can, but I guess at this point the thing would just be, like, watching something on your phone. But if you,
and then,
if you're, like, someone who's gonna be watching something on their phone anyway, maybe watch something in your target language.
Whoa, look at that. And then I was also going to say, like, if you're going on vacation, like, a hot, poppin' destination, hot spot for all these vacation travelers.
Hot,
poppin' destination. I assume other people of other nationalities and languages are going to be traveling there as well if this is, like, some
place. If you're going to, like,
place.
Disney World.
If you're going to Disney World, yeah.
You can probably find someone.
And so I was going to say, there's a huge chance that you're going to find a native speaker of some other language just walking around doing their own thing, and they're probably in a good mood, you're probably in a good mood, you're both on vacation, say hi, what's the harm? We play a game when
I
we're in public.
I think the only destination I've been to, just after you said that, this is a kind of off topic, but I think the only destination I've been to in my life that's hot and popping enough to find other native speakers is Disney World.
I mean New York, but that's not too hot and popping, I'd say.
I feel like, but you said people are going to be happy. I don't know how many people are happy in New
Tourists
York
Tourists are pretty happy in New York.
Okay,
anybody who's holding a camera and smiling with their family members is pretty happy in New York.
All right.
But yeah, I'd say, like, if you're out and about and just, like, listening to the other languages that people are speaking around, like, we do that in public because we're creeps. We just listen to what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, we never listen to what people are saying. We're listening to what they're speaking. And if it's not another language, we're not interested. And if it is another language, we're trying to figure out what it is, not necessarily what they're saying.
Yeah.
So play that game with yourself and find some native speakers. Hunt them down. Talk to them. Don't hunt native speakers down. Please don't do that.
Walking around Disney World, you're capture I am on the hunt for someone who speaks. So, I feel like that's kind of all my tips.
I've covered everything pretty
concise.
This is a pretty short podcast.
Pretty short podcast, but I feel like it's worth it just because I feel like I have definitely had some people ask me, like, how I keep up with languages while also, like, traveling or, like, while I'm on vacation, especially, like, when it's something like the trip we're about to take where we're really going in the middle of nowhere. We're going to visit my family, so it's, like, there's not, like, a lot of service, so we can't, like, be online, like, keeping up with my Duolingo streak. The owl is going to come after me in the middle of the night. We can't, like, be keeping up with that, and you've also got to, like, talk to family and stuff. But there is also a lot of relaxing time. Like, I do a lot of reading while I'm there, and so...
Yeah, I'm bringing plenty of
books.
Why
not read some books in other languages and things? Exactly. I think that's the real thing, is think about kind of, like, how you are using this vacation anyways, and then think about how you can put some...
How can you modify that to work for you and your other languages?
Yeah, and I think there's definitely time for me on this trip as well to study from a textbook, because there's some time that I spend, like, alone where I'm like, what should I do for the next several hours while it's, like, raining? I can't go swimming. I can't, like, we're all stuck inside, but everyone, maybe some people are, like, going out for the day or something, and I'm not. Like, what do I want to do? That sort of thing. I have got time to study, but then it's, like, when everyone's, like, hanging out, maybe we're all just, like, lounging, reading.
You can do your own thing.
Yeah, how can I insert some language learning into there?
Cool. I think that's all we got. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the podcast, and we'll be back next week with some more.
All right.
Thank you for keeping up with us as we come back on this journey. We've missed it, and we've missed you lovely, lovely viewers.
Tell us where you've gone on vacation this summer.
What native speakers have you captured and released?
Captured and released.
And remember
practice makes progress.
Bye, guys.
Please let them go.
Let them go.